second.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel is rejecting accusations by the UN after UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet said on Thursday that Israel's deadly strikes on Gaza may constitute war crimes and that the Hamas Islamist group had also violated international humanitarian law by firing rockets into Israel. Bachelet said her office had verified the deaths of 270 Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, including 68 children during violence this month. Most were killed in Hamas-controlled Gaza, where Israel fought militants for 11 days, ending in a ceasefire. Hamas rockets had killed 10 Israelis in residence. She was addressing a special session of the UN Human Rights Council, held at the request of Muslim states who have asked the forum to set up a commission of inquiry to investigate possible crimes and establish command responsibility. A reaction from China, as U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a new review of intelligence into the origins of COVID-19. China says the U.S. has no interest in conducting a scientific study of the origins of COVID-19 and is attempting to politicize the investigation. As the World Health Organization prepares to begin a second phase of studies into the origins of COVID-19, China has been under pressure to give investigators more access amid allegations that SARS-CoV-2 leaked from a laboratory specializing in coronavirus research in the city of Wuhan. China has repeatedly denied the lab was responsible, saying the United States and other countries were trying to distract from their own failures to contain the virus. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of NATO says the government and armed forces of Afghanistan are strong enough to stand on their own feet without international troops to back them. At some stage, it has to be the Afghans that take full responsibility for peace and stability in their own country. That's according to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to the Associated Press in an interview. NATO took charge of security efforts in Afghanistan in 2003, 2 years after a U.S.-led coalition ousted the Taliban. The military alliance is scheduled to leave by September 11th. Many officials have expressed concern that once the U.S. leaves, the Afghan government and its armed forces will be quickly overrun by the Taliban. Thousands of people scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma on Thursday, some picking their way across landscapes scarred with lava after officials said a second volcanic eruption could happen at any time. Magma, the molten rock that normally stays beneath the Earth's crust, had been detected beneath the city in the adjoining lake. 31 people were killed Saturday when Nyiragongo, one of the world's most active volcanoes, sent a wall of orange lava downhill towards the city, destroying 17 villages on the way. The Washington State Attorney General in the U.S. Now charged two Tacoma police officers with murder, another with manslaughter in the death of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died after telling them he could not breathe after he was being restrained. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed charges of second-degree murder Thursday against Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and first-degree manslaughter against Timothy Rankine. Witnesses reported seeing Burbank and Collins, who were both white, attack Ellis. The 33-year-old was killed March 3, 2020, just weeks before George Floyd's death triggered a nationwide reckoning on race and policing. Ellis's final words, "I can't breathe, sir," were captured by a home security camera. French President Emmanuel Macron said he recognized his country's role in Rwanda's genocide and hoped for forgiveness at a memorial. And on Thursday, seeking to reset relations after years of Rwandan accusations that France was complicit in the 1994 atrocities. The visit follows the release in March of a report by a French inquiry panel that said a colonial attitude had blinded French officials and the government bore a serious and overwhelming responsibility for not foreseeing the slaughter. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
right. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent of Africa will be knocking on your doors again today. So I want you to relax because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. And now Bounce Remix, Kubazi featuring Davido, is out. And right after that, let's do it together. The sound of the young Cameroonian Taviel. And this one is in Spanish and in English. And then we go to the east end of Africa with Miriam Luchemuz from Tanzania, who plays Starting Over. She's starting life all over again. That is what she's saying. But I'll leave that one to you to listen to the lyrics. But for now, Bounce and the remix by the young and talented Kubazi from Liberia featuring Nigerian superstar Davido. Let's rock the world.
Arriba, conmigo. La libertad con todo. Porque tu bienestar es lo que importa. Mi amigo.
Cantaré,
cantaré. Mi vida es tu vida. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on.
The forgotten, like lost knowledge, more mileage. We bled for blood diamonds. Yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice and offering. Life can get cold like we live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress. Hey, maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious. Hey, better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantare. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Cantaré, cantaré. Mi vida es tu vida. Si se puede, si se puede. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Come on, let's do it together. Permanecemos unidos, aun condicionalmente todos. Amamos esta tierra.
You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Fear in my head every day. Life passing by.
Nova, Miriam Lulu Chemo's beautiful reggae music. Thank you very much, Miriam. And right before that, Taviel of Cameroon in Let's Do It Together and Bounce in the Remix by Kobazi featuring Davido. This is your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Let's look at some of our messages from our friends who are listening to us out there. And this one says, "Hi, David. It's Abubakar Kamal, known as Africano from South Sudan. And he says, I would like you to send my regards to all African Beat crew with you in the studio. And I love the songs that you play all the time on VOA. Big love from Abubakar Kamal, Africano from Sudan. Thank you very much. And another message says, Hi, David. Hope today I will listen to my requested song. I am eagerly waiting to receive my package from VOA. Best wishes to all the listeners of African Beats. And thank you, David, for replying to me via email and Facebook Messenger. I like your show very much. It's excellent. And I want you to know that we have excellent reception here through our online streaming. And that is coming from Karuna Kantapal in West Bengal, India. This young man is listening to African Beat religiously from West Bengal in India. Well, Karuna Kantapal, yes, your song, Oja Awake, is going to be our next track that we're going to play. Oja Awake by Osibisa from Ghana. And right after that, Lost in Your Love, the sound of Rahim the Wizard from Sierra Leone, and Odo by Kitty of Ghana. But Oja Awake right now, dedicated to my great listener, Karuna Kantapal of West Bengal in India.
Oja, Oja.
When you're far away, I try to pull closer. You my drug, my medicine. With you, I wanna be. Your love is what I see. And girl, I pray for you, 'cause I'm in love with you, and I go stay with you. I'm loyal to you, I no go play you one two. I let her go say say, girl now me heart now you love day day. He let them talk say say, girl I swear now you love day day. With you, wanna drink and get wasted with you. Them say I'd waste time with you, but you don't know, say that you love, they give me strength. Now you love, they give me power. Now you love, they give me ginger. Anything you do, girl, I go be. I want you all to myself, baby, just for me. Baby, come to me.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Love by Kitty of Ghana, and right before that, Lost in Your Love by Rahim the Wizard of Sierra Leone, and Oja Awake by Osibisa of Ghana, dedicated to my great listener, Karuna Kantapal of West Bengal in India. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. This is the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 0905 straight from South Sudan. Yes, the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Easier to fall in love when there's music. Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Dreaming, dreaming.
the sound of Bibi Manga from Cameroon, and right before that, Adia by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and Love That Stays by Bosca Banks of Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Van Der here in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take some messages now from our friends on Facebook. And this one says, I am Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. from Liberia. Each time I listen to African Beat on the Voice of America, David, my spirit in me feels like I am moving across or around Africa. Well, you are surely indeed moving, because I'm taking you around the continent, all right? Thank you very much, Andrew Lamine Harris Jr. of Liberia. And another email says, Hi, David, I love your African Beat show. Can you please play a nice piece of music for me? I am Bringy from South Sudan. Well, thank you very much, Bringy. Keep enjoying the show. More good music is going to come for you. And this one says, Hello, Mr. David Vandy. My name is Tade from Akure City. I love the African Beats. Can you just keep it up, David? Keep it up. Keep up the good work. We are so proud of you out here. Thank you so much, and much love to you. That is Tade from Akure City in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Tade. This is a wonderful moment. And now let's go back to music. And we take the remix of Botombele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria. And right after that, Ambience Okunakri by Aisha Kone featuring Sekuba Kandia. But first, Botombele Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
Baby, Wanda, Gugu, Astamba, Adebisi. Flavor,
Sakuna Cree by Aisha Kone and Sekuba Kandia and Botom Bele by Omawuni and Flavor from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van De Heer in Washington.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van De.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love the show, David.
Angelina, do me a belefu. Now you don't belefu. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Now we're Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Ale Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. I be say I love
with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.